very funny story. Unbelievable. Dwayne Carraway says that he will run for Dallas mayor, citing his success that he's experienced in the few weeks that he has been mayor.
What has he done exactly?
Believe that.
Well, you're going to love this. He revels in the fact that the Dallas Mavericks won the championship, quote, on my watch.
Oh, he's taking credit for that?
Trying to ride Mavericks' coattails.
These Mavericks,
he rode the parade.
Their full potential until I became mayor.
And he wasn't even on the coattails in the parade. Wasn't he right up front?
Mm-hmm.
Holding the trophy.
Yep. Well, I think Cuban had the trophy, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, his 4 months as acting mayor, he says, were so successful that he's ready to take on the job full time. Now, of course, he's got to wait for Rawlings to finish his term. Then he can run. He said he very much enjoyed being, quote, on the world stage as mayor.
World?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He said, I've proven I can shoulder the responsibility. He took the first trip of his life overseas, accepting an invitation to attend the inauguration of Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan.
Well, that was a great use of taxpayer money there.
He said the trip was life-changing. Basically, it sounds like he enjoys the high-profile nature. Yeah. Yeah, the spotlight of it.
Yes.
So, we may... I do kind of hope he... Since we have such a weak mayor, I hope he wins just to be the sideshow in 4 years.
Oh, it'd be a great sideshow.
And we'll let someone else run the city. I'd elect him mayor if he would promise to turn over all the official duties to someone else.
Yeah.
But he gets to call himself mayor and show up to ridiculous events.
How long was he mayor?
4 months. 4 months. And the Mavs won on his watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On his watch. Al Lipscomb passed away due to death.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys go pay your last respects?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I was one of the 3,000 there in attendance on Saturday for his service. And speaking at that service was Reverend Frederick Haynes. And he celebrated the title that Al Lipscomb had as agitator. You know, people would call him an agitator. The pastor said, in a washing machine, you're going to have some agitation.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
He's got a good point, don't you think?
I'm glad you asked me that.
He says that Dallas is a cleaner city today because we had an agitator named Al Lipscomb who refused to allow Dallas to remain dirty with racism.
Enough on that.
He's got a good point.
And he was the ticket zone. Al
who?
Lipscomb. Al Lipscomb.
Oh.
What?
I think was on with Microphone Johnson. He died June 18th at the age of 86. Ron Kirk was at the funeral. So was Dwayne Carraway.
Ticket zone.
Dwayne Carraway was there for the cake, for the punch, or for the children?
Children. I'm going to say children.
Children.
Focus only on the children.
I love that that's taken hold now, and people can just claim they're doing stuff for the children. So, anyway, God rest you, Al Lipscomb.
Black.
Oh, my.
What
was that? You guys heard about this elderly woman who's in the final stages of leukemia. She's 95. She's going through security at the airport, and they made her go through an extensive pat-down and made her remove her adult diaper.
What?
95, man. Final stages of leukemia, flying to go be with her family in her final weeks.
Good thing David Faraday wasn't there.
Yeah, he would have gone nuts.
Let me ask you guys, let me play devil's advocate here.
Uh-oh, here he is, advocating the devil.
If the TSA decides to not pat down 90-plus-year-olds or whoever else you want to throw into the category that we think it's ridiculous that they pat down.
Right.
Couldn't the terrorists then say,
All right. Yeah, there's the loophole. There's the hole in the security.
Let's go recruit a 90-year-old, or let's brainwash a 90-year-old, or let's hook this lady up. She'll have no idea she's carrying a bomb. We'll just pretend we're helping her across the street.
Which I think would be very easy. They befriend an old person. Right. They slip a dirty bomb in their diaper.
And so then they get them through security, and they blow up the plane, and then we're all up in arms. And how can you let anybody go through? You got to check everybody.
Are you willing to die in order for elderly people not to be searched?
No, I'm not.
No. But is it? Do they take her in a private room to do that, I'm assuming?
Or her daughter was going through security with her. And because of the wheelchair, they have a special procedure. You know, you got to do an extensive pat-down because a wheelchair can't make it through the metal detector. And so they first pulled her aside into a glass partitioned area, and they patted her down. And then she was taken into another room to protect her privacy during a more extensive search, and her daughter sat outside the room while that was going on. But then security people came out and told her that they needed her to remove her mom's Depends diaper because it was soiled, and it was impeding their search.
Oh, damn!
Did something set off the initial detector, or is this what they do for all wheelchair clients? Travelers?
Elderly wheelchair leukemia mommies?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, Craig. So she had to take her mom into the bathroom and remove her diaper and then return.
And rip it and rip it!
She didn't have another clean diaper with her, so her mom had to just risk it with regular underwear.
Hmm.
95. And the TSA is standing by it. They say they reviewed the circumstances of it and determined that their officers acted professionally and according to proper procedure. Sir, it's our procedure. You need to stand to the side, sir.
You love that guy.
I've been the victim of that guy through security checkpoints, too. I had it happen when I went to Vegas. Remember that?
Yep.
Didn't I tell that story on the air?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sir, you need to... You're not complying, sir! I was complying. All right. God, my nose is getting stove up.
Mm. You got the sick?
No. The allergies? Anything in the air?
You got the aid?
Those aren't allergies.
They're allergies, Ryan. It's just don't worry about my nose.
I won't.
I'm just, my mucus is red. I'm just different than most people.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's been your 17-year broadcast theme. I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, let's talk about porta-potty peeping Tom. He's confessed to the police, and he's confessed to the media. He's 30-year-old Luke Crisco.
Boy, is Gordo on this story. This is update number 4.
It is a fascinating story. I can't imagine a human being doing what he did.
He's the guy who hid in the tank of a porta-potty at a yoga festival so he could watch girls go messy.
Make hell, yeah.
Make hell.
He was in that...
You like it that I described it that way, and you're latching onto that phrase.
He was in that small, confined space under the toilet seat in a porta-potty with a little tarp on that he could peek through.
Right.
Well, and I'm doing just fine if you like to spend your life in the toilet.
And then he, when he finally escaped, he ran away wearing jeans, no shoes, no shirt, and covered with gleeces. So a few quotes from this news story. He says, I was at the yoga festival doing a little bit of yoga, and I'm just seeing all these goddesses. It seems crazy, but I just felt like I was being blessed by their energy, even though it was unintentional. Think he sounds nuts? He says that he's a voyeur, not a rapist.
Okay.
He said he would rather put a bullet through his head than be a rapist. He said, I got bored.
And I guess a little horny.
And he said the idea of waiting in a tank full of waste and urine didn't bother him. Quote,
there's bacteria in there, but to me it's just normal. We all have bodily fluids. It seems terrible, but it didn't actually smell that bad or anything.
Didn't smell that bad?
I still would have done it, even if it smelled a little weird. Because where there is muck, there is gold.
He said that? Where there's muck, there's gold.
This is your defining story.
Oh, he's not helping his case.
Oh, my goodness.
So he said, do it again.
He said, I'll be honest. It was a lifestyle that I was living. Just by choice, trying to find my private way to exercise my spiritual beliefs.
Wow.
What? How was that a spiritual belief? I made a vow to myself that I never wanted to frighten any girl. I'd rather put a gun to my head than scare anyone or hurt anyone. That's how I live my life. And he also said he was trying to make pornographic spiritual websites.
Golly. Man, this guy is your soul brother.
He said that he was a few years ago, he was living in the woods in France. Oh, my. And some friends of his and him, they went to this recreation center, and he said he was wandering around the inside of the center, and he was looking at all these hot French girls and realized they were out of his league, but that maybe he could see them in the bathroom, and he noticed a loose vent, and he decided to hide in there. And his quote was,
these chicks started showing up that I never had a chance with, but I figured at least I could see them change or something. I've come to know how interesting they are.
And he said while he was over there in France, he tried to set up several porn sites and escort services while living in a hostel.
Beating.
But he says they were never for profit, the escort services and pornographic websites. It was just to advance what he believed in.
I wanted to start a new goddess religion. I always wanted to be a pimp or create a church of porn or a church of tantric. Some place people could be spiritual but also instinctual.
This is you in 7 years.
He said the going into the actual tank of the porta potties, that was a first for him. He's been peeping at all these places around Boulder. And as a matter of fact, they went to a lot of businesses and found his peepholes. But going into the toilet was a first for him. And he said he regrets the decision to get in there, but that he enjoyed it. His quote was,
I thought, this is really amazing. I've been blessed and anointed by the makers of life.
My God.
All like
that's just so amazing.
So when the girl's going to the
bathroom, I mean,
he's being anointed by the makers of life.
So his bar is a little lower than most of our bars.
You think? You want to hear him talk?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a little bit of his interview that he gave with the Denver TV station.
Texas is peeping in some of Boulder's favorite restaurants in downtown and along the popular Pearl Street Mall.
I would usually choose like a stall that was a little bit darker and one that maybe a restroom that wasn't having cameras near it or didn't, the men's and the women's doors were near each other but also blocked by some wall to where most people weren't looking. And I don't know, it seems kind of weird, but I would just find my peace and just go away and just, you know, just be like, thank you, goddesses, and just go about my night.
Boulder police say Crisco has shared his list of places he'd love to frequent, and detectives have spent the last day going to businesses, telling them to check and repair any possible peepholes.
We have found in a couple of places that there are peepholes drilled in the wall. We don't know if Crisco did the drilling or if he used an existing peephole and spied on somebody.
Crisco has traveled the world.
I got my blankets here.
He has videos posted on a website from all over the globe. He says he developed his passion for peeping years ago when living in France.
But man, wouldn't it be nice if some of those French girls stopped in the girls' locker room? And so I took the vent, I threw a pebble down the vent to make sure I didn't fall hundreds of feet. But now that I just took the vent and there was some wood down there, and I kind of just got on my knees before the vent and put the vent back on the wall and just started praising God, as I call it. The women are sort of the highest creature of the universe, even higher than like an eagle.
Yes!
Don't celebrate this. This is what's wrong with our country.
Yes!
This whack job, and he gets this big press
cut. So great!
And it goes viral, and it's everywhere. AM Yuck Monkeys are going, yes, when
they're
he says.
Even higher than an eagle. They're the highest spiritual being in the universe.
Why we have
probably
no
even higher than an eagle.
So Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yes. So wonderful. You know, that, I mean, it seems a little weird.
Yeah, a little weird.
Oh, one of these days you'll be living in the woods in France, George.
I'm not the one obsessed with the story. And bring this is now, you know, the daily update.
That's right. Hopefully we'll have more news on him tomorrow.
I'm sure we will.
Florence Henderson, you know who she is, right?
Sure.
Mrs. Brady.
Mrs. Brady got crabs from the mayor of New York.
Yeah.
It's a shocking headline, I agree. She says she once got crabs from a one-night stand with John Lindsay, who was the mayor of New York for a while. She's 77, and she's just releasing this story in her upcoming memoir.
77-year-old woman doesn't need to be talking about crabs.
Mark.
If your grandma got crabs, would you want her to confide in you?
No.
I wouldn't want her to put it in her memoirs either.
She says she was cheating on her husband during the 1960s and was at the Beverly Hills Hotel. She was having drinks, and that mayor put the move on her, so she slept with him. And then she went home later that night, noticed that she had crabs all over down in her area, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In her Mrs. Brady area,
mm-hmm.
The area that Marcia came out of.
It was just a show.
So she told him and told the mayor that she got crabs from him, and he sent her some flowers and said he was sorry.
My birthdays?
Oh, birthdays today. Oh, Giorgio, you'll like this. A school in Sweden,
mm-hmm.
they're having a gender-free preschool. They're not allowed to use him or her.
Oh, my gosh.
They have a comprehensive policy to avoid instilling gender stereotypes in their students. And the color of the toys, they're not pink and blue. They won't do that. And they put building blocks next to the kitchen area to make sure that there's not separate areas for construction and domestic type role playing.
That's important work they're doing there. That's really breakthrough stuff.
They're going to break down stereotypes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys is 69.
Now that's who we had on.
That's the guy?
He's mainly...
Let's support it all, and mainly, let's support Texas.
Still one of the most generic points ever. Let's support it all.
But mainly.
Yeah. Julia Duffy from Newhart is 60. She's the one that always wore the sweaters, right?
Think so.
No, she was the blonde.
Yeah, the blonde that wore sweaters.
No, that was his wife that wore sweaters on that show.
Are you thinking of Bill Cosby?
No.
Writer-director J.J. Abrams. Whoa. Dynamite!
There's some great
45.
There.
He's the guy responsible for Lost.
Mm-hmm.
George and I will know him.
Yep, I know him.
You won't know him. Tobey Maguire is 36. He's the guy that just wanted us to all move past it. Let's not talk about steroids.
That was Mark McGuire.
Ed Westwick is 24, the actor. Actress Madeline Sweetin is 20. Eh, you're up today.